Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Well, we know we're pumped up for the Eagles. We know that. We also know we're laughing at Micah Parsons. I mean, what was up with what he said?
So ridiculous.
Right? All right, let's have a little bit more fun at this, because Joe Wechter went in the lab this morning. John, there have been a couple notable times through the years on our show where there have been a laugh or two on our program. And Joe found, I mean, Seltzer probably saved them through the years, and Joe found a couple of laughs. We'll attach it to the back end of the heart of what Parsons said. Let's see what we got in the vault.
We're not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy.
Who was that, James? Do you know who that is?
I believe that was you and Trot, I believe.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't
either. Me and Trot, play just a laugh again. Let's see if we recognize Trot.
Yeah, you can hear Trot.
Very hyena-like almost, isn't it? Like, like a hyena.
I know.
Has a very distinct laugh.
So who was the hyena, me or Trot?
I'm not sure.
All right, let's do another one here. Micah Parsons again.
We're not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember that caller. Yeah, I remember that, too.
Do you remember that, John?
I do.
that was in the mid-days.
That was classic, man.
That was a great one.
What do you got, two more, James?
I have two more.
All right, let's see what we got.
We're not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy.
I think we all know who that one is.
That's Tom McCarthy,
yeah,
right?
You're damn right.
That's not Conklin as Tom McCarthy, is it?
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe it is. Wechter, give me a... Oh, he's not there. But either way, yeah.
It's an astounding laugh. Ben, it's how does he good. Do that? I mean, what is that?
His voice is something to behold.
It's a belly laugh, right?
It is. It's a belly laugh, yes. But, I mean, he opens his mouth. I mean, what comes out? It takes you by... I mean, it's... There's a lot there.
There's a lot going on there.
He's got such a great voice.
All right,
he's dynamic.
One more. Let's hear it.
We're not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy.
That's you, Seltzer. Right?
That's a good one.
Oh, that's me. All right. Yep.
So they're not done yet. It seems like they never started. You know, just like last offseason, it felt like they never even started. He's saying, we're not done yet. We're still waiting for you to begin, Micah. Like, your front office, your organization forgot to field the team.
Here's what we really should do, because I agree with you.
Every year.
They do. Yes. This is really extreme, though. This is like we're going to win the Super Bowl. It's like, at least Doug entering 2017, when we thought he was crazy, at least he said something to the effect of, I think my team has as much talent as any team I've ever been involved in, which we then, you know, compared and contrasted with the 96 Packers that he won a Super Bowl with as a backup quarterback. But he didn't come out and say, we're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, Micah Parsons saying we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Like, we made pretty fun of him pretty much.
We did.
I'll be honest.
You know, we did. Believe me, all shows did. You know what we should play? One more. See if we can dig this up. I want to get to a call. Parsons and then the Michael Irvin burp. All right, that combination. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville right now. What's going on, Ed?
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Ed.
Really like that comeback music from the Kinks, though I have to say I prefer the Van Halen version because Eruption leading into that track on that album just gets me all fired up. It's probably the best guitar solo I've ever heard. But
he's amazing.
Anyway, it really is awesome. So thinking about Sunday's game and trying to, you know, risk mitigate Kurtz's whatever residual, even if he does clear protocol, like maybe, you know, just I'm not saying don't run the tush push, but looking at what Tanner McKee did with the hard count in the tush push formation, I think that's something that they could use to one to their advantage and two to help, you know, prevent getting it taking unnecessary blows to his head.
Maybe, like, but a couple things that we don't know that the Eagles actually would have gone for that fourth down. To be fair, if that's the one I think it is, that's the one where maybe they would have gone, maybe not, and. So, yes, you should always try to get the other team to jump offside, and Hurts can do that. But if he's cleared and he's playing, which he will be, I think tush push is fully
everything is on the table.
It's all on.
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, let's go.
You're playing,
I mean,
you're playing.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so I also would like to, and I know this is probably for the off season, something he has to keep working on, like the play action passes or lack thereof for under center,
yep.
I think. That's going to be always be there. I mean, those Dallas Goedert plays, he was wide open, and it was due to the play-action fake. So, but all the cards are on the table. I think they just have to, like, you know, go all in with whatever, and hopefully Jalen Hurts is close to 100%.
I'm with you. All right, Ed, give me an answer. A scene that's cheesy.
Has the Potter wheel scene from Ghost been said?
Yeah, Richie and I said it.
Yep.
Darn it. How about the scene from Dude, Where's My Car, where they have the dude and Sweet tattoos? And they
that's a good answer.
I tried to block that.
Yeah.
All right, boy. That movie.
The entire movie is one big cheese ball.
You know what could have been an answer? The Hanks and Meg, the You Got Mail nonsense. I like the movie, but like they meet in Central Park. And then what's the one where they meet up at the...
Sleepless in Seattle.
That's the one I hate.
That one also.
You've Got Mail, at least they had a relationship.
Yeah, but they didn't actually know each other. And she's like, I was so hoping it would be you. Even though she like hated the guy. I really wanted it to be you.
Yeah, weren't they like enemies or whatever?
Yeah. He was the big bookstore and she was the little
Fox. Fun.
But then Sleepless in Seattle I thought was dumb.
I like Sleepless. Sleepless was that Nora Ephron?
Yeah, it is. It is Nora Ephron.
Same
as she wrote When Harry Met Sally.
Everyone likes Sleepless.
Well, it's apparently Rhea doesn't.
Okay, well, that's your problem. Sleepless in Seattle is
terrible.
Widely beloved.
We asked for Notre Dame Harvey to call in.
No.
I believe, Seltzer, I guess you got to cue the music one more time.
Play it.
This is Notre Dame Harvey on a Notre Dame Penn State spot in the national championship game on the line. They've had Montana. They've had the Rocket. They've had that guy called Newt Rockne. And they've had Notre Dame Harvey. Good morning,
guys,
Harvey.
You give me goosebumps, brother. You're playing my wedding song.
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you, the world's greatest fight song, the Victory March.
Well, Michigan.
That and Michigan. I think they're the two.
Michigan
yeah.
number one, Notre Dame two.
But I'm inside the Parrot Lounge right here in Fort Lauderdale. Half Notre Dame fans, half Penn State fans, having a good time.
So what happened? And you got a bunch of texts from friends?
Where are you from, Notre Dame Harvey?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Where are you from?
I'm from South Philadelphia, but I'm in South Florida looking for the big one tonight.
Man, so it's from South Philadelphia, but you became the Notre Dame fan simply because of the Catholicism?
That's huge.
Being raised as an Irish Catholic and getting the opportunity to go out there. And I know we recruited you big time, and you went somewhere else. So, the magic is here, and the atmosphere, they're ready to play tonight. I feel very confident because Rhea's picking Penn State. So
Harvey, come on.
All right, Harvey, true or false, Tom Bigby tried to limit or did limit how often you'd get on the air at WIP 30 years ago?
That is true.
That's classic.
Wow. How did he do that?
Well, John, he could hang up from his desk.
Yeah.
The program director of WIP had a button to hang up from his desk.
Which is so wild to think about.
It is.
We had a sheet from
his office.
Harvey got remotely hung up on.
You could hang. I mean, Rhea, you would know this better.
Yeah, John. We had it. Would have a sheet in the producers' room of people who were not allowed on the air, and you would just have to tell them no, or stick them on hold forever and hope they hung up.
That's classic.
Sorry about that, Harv.
They were, and still the great times of
all right, Harvey,
radio.
Give me the percentage breakdown that you're seeing in the town of the game, Penn State, Notre Dame. What's the breakdown in fans?
I mean, the breakdown right now, we'll go back to the room. We'll go to Publix, load up our beer and stuff like that, get over to the stadium by 2:30, and then you know, just have a good old time and nice. Get ready for 7:30 kickoff.
Now, yeah, I've been eating percentages. Is it 50-50 or is it skewed one way?
I say it's 50-50. Yeah, okay. on our flight down, you know, leaving Philly, it's all going to be Penn State fans.
But there you go.
How are you going to cover Tyler Warren, the tight end for Penn State? How does Notre Dame cover him?
We probably got the best safety in the country, Xavier Watt. And you know, I totally agree. Their tight end is tremendous, but I think our secondary is very strong, especially. You can hear all the Penn State and Notre Dame fans yelling in the background.
Yeah, no Bobby Taylor back there anymore. Yeah.
Well, Bobby Taylor was a cornerback. He couldn't tackle anyway.
Tyler Warren's going to own you, Notre Dame Harvey.
All right, Harvey, all jokes aside, man, thanks for calling in. Yeah. It is good hearing from you from time to time. Go State College! All right, there he is. Get out of here.
Go State College? That's not how anyone says it.
Excuse me, he said
State College? Well, you know, you just yelled,
I represent the state.
College.
I represent the state.
You got to say we are.
Well, I'm not enough Penn State.
This is true.
Because I'm not we. That's why I didn't do that. I was trying to be.
Okay, but Go State College is
not
appropriate.
Go Penn State. All right, real quick, before time's yours, I got to hear the Michael Irvin burp. Basically, I want to hear Michael Irvin burp on Michael Parsons.
We're not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy.
There was a player a little while ago, excuse me.
Ben, that was on our show.
That's how much respect that deserves.
And then he said, excuse me.
All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
My New Year's diet is over. I'm eating cheese eggs, cheese fries, cheese steaks, cheese pizza, cheese hoagies, cheesecake, cheese doodles, cheeseburgers, grilled cheese, mac and cheese, cheese and crackers. And on Sunday, if I see any cheese heads, I'm eating them too. A-G-L-E-S.
Well done, buddy. Nice work.
Hey, thanks a lot, John. I'm here eating breakfast, and now just the thought of seeing you in a banana hammock.
When I was growing up, when we were out like running through the sprinkler and stuff,
yeah.
I was the kid wearing a Speedo.
Well, time's yours.
Yeah, well.
That's all I had. It's a bathing suit.
Hi, this is Adrian Pat. Just to let you know, I'm doing fine. However, I will not be in town for the Eagles parade because I'm on a European tour. Ciao.
Well, she also won't be allowed to watch the game because Rock had her back in the frickin' back locker room, not allowed to watch.
There's nothing more pathetic than a 46-year-old Joe DiCamera complimenting himself for learning how to do his own laundry.
I don't think I have taken clothes to my mom in 8 to 9 months. I've learned how to take nicer clothes out of the dryer sooner so they don't shrink.
Congrats, Hammer. Maybe this will help your 4-year-long diaper rash.
Well,
wow.
That thing was gone about a year and a half ago.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing you can't do.
But it did last for a
whole new man. Three and a half years. 3.5 year rash.
Whole new man. Trust me.
Didn't know it. And with that,
didn't
time's
know
yours.
It. Didn't know it.
Ben, I went to like 3 or 4 doctors.
Oh, I'm well aware.
Well,
so how do
well
you know
examined.
The duration if you didn't know you had it?
Trust me. Trust. And with that, we shut it down.
How? The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
We need to get to a winning answer. Cheesiest scene, those said by the callers today in a movie or show. End of Armageddon. Well, near the end of Armageddon. Titanic, front of the boat. I mean, two different things. We don't know what she was saying. You complete me from Jerry
That's
Maguire.
My winner. You complete me.
Top Gun singing. Ben, why don't you make the call?
It's you complete me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Correct call, Ben.
All right. Yeah. You complete me. I don't agree with that. But
I don't know.
I think Titanic.
It's kind of a good line.
I think Titanic, front of the boat. What are you going to do?